Okay, good evening, everyone. Tonight, what we're going to do for tonight's Hilchos Tefillah class, we're going to discuss the halachos of what someone should wear, what is the dress that a person should be wearing, what should they be dressed in during Shmona Esrei. We are not going to discuss tonight what a person needs to be wearing during other brachos and other parts of davening. Tonight, we'll be focusing on what a person should be wearing during Shmona Esrei. And the halacha is that a person needs to be dressed neat and proper for Shmona Esrei, which is considered like standing in front of Hashem. When a person davens Shmona Esrei, they are standing in front of Hashem. The pasuk says in Amos, Perek Dalet, pasuk Yud Beis, Hikoin Likras Elokecha Yisrael. You should prepare yourself, Likras, to call upon Elokecha Yisrael, your God. Klal Yisrael, talking to Klal Yisrael. And that's an expression you may hear people say is because of Hikoin, the way a person dresses by Shmona Esrei. A person is not allowed to daven Shmona Esrei in pajamas or in a bathrobe or in an apron. This is in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Sadi Aleph, Sif Hei, with the Mishnah Berurah over there. That's not considered proper to daven Shmona Esrei wearing those items. If a person is sick in bed, so they're in pajamas all day long, or perhaps, let's say, a hospital gown all day long, so then Rabbi Yashiv says that a person is allowed to daven like that because that's your clothes for the day. For today, this is considered my clothing, so then it's allowed. But in a regular situation, those items like pajamas or a bathrobe or an apron should not be worn. And the place can give different guidelines for what is considered proper to wear during Shmona Esrei and what is not considered proper. The Rambam and the Aruch HaShulchan say that it depends what you would go out in the street dressed in. Would you go out in the street like that? If it's something that you would go out in the street like that, then you are allowed to daven Shmona Esrei like that. If not, not. What about a Shabbos robe? So if a person has a nice Shabbos robe that they would wear it in a public area, it's dignified enough that they would wear that in a public area, then we say that you're allowed to daven in that. There are those that give other guidelines if you would what you would wear for a special interview. I don't know, I think that's a little bit strict, but just basically, if you would go out like that in public, then we say that that is enough to be able to daven like that. What about slippers? So slippers quite possibly could depend. What type of slippers? Would you go out wearing those types of slippers? I'm sure people have discussed the issue of Crocs. Is a person allowed to be wearing Crocs during Shmona Esrei? Now, I'm not talking about that, you know, on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, when one is not allowed to wear leather, so then a person, oh, we see a person, people go out in slippers and people go out in Crocs. That's obviously a special situation. We can't bring a proof from over there because, you know, a person is not allowed to wear leather. But, you know, would a person go out in Crocs? Maybe, could be. You know, if I would be in Kosher Connection and I would see somebody in Crocs, you know, I would personally think it's a little bit odd. But, you know, maybe that is the fact of the matter, that people go out in Crocs. I have seen people come to Shul in Crocs and daven Shmona Esrei in Crocs. I'm sure you'd be able to find Paiskim that say that it's allowed. I'm sure there are Paiskim that say that it should not be done. My suggestion would be to, you know, go upstairs and, you know, somebody could go ahead and get a pair of shoes. It should not be too much of a bother. It's preferable probably not to wear Crocs during Shmona Esrei, but by no means am I saying it's not allowed. Chances are that it will be considered permitted. Socks. A person should be wearing socks during Shmona Esrei. And the Shulchan Aruch says that a person should not be barefoot, totally. Besides not being barefoot during Shmona Esrei, but a person also shouldn't go with just socks. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. So just, again, a person shouldn't be wearing only socks. A person shouldn't be wearing only shoes. And surely, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that a person shouldn't be wearing no socks and no shoes. A person should not be going barefoot. That's not considered proper kavod for Shmona Esrei. What about wearing a coat? So it could depend what is the reason why a person is wearing a coat during Shmona Esrei. If it's because a person is cold, whether, let's say, they're davening outdoors, or even if they're davening indoors, if the heating is not working so well, or let's say they just came to shul, and they came in, and they came from the freezing cold, and, you know, even if the shul is heated, but, you know, it takes maybe a few minutes to warm up, and they need to daven Shmona Esrei immediately. So if a person, honestly, is wearing a coat because they are cold, then that's fine. I saw that brought from the Ber Moshe, the Demer Tzina, that he says that if that's why a person is wearing a coat, then okay, that will be the same halacha for gloves and a scarf. If a person is wearing it because they're cold, then fine. if it's because a person is rushing out, then that's not so proper. You know, if a person comes to shul and it's not a situation where they're specifically cold anymore, but, you know, they're wearing their coat and, you know, they're just lazy, they don't really have anywhere to put it. So, you know, I will tell them, you know, make it your business to take off your coat and find a place to put it, make yourself at home, and start to daven, you know, in the proper respect. Preferably, a person should not be wearing a coat. But again, if somebody is very cold, then they will be able to wear a coat, a scarf, or gloves because they have a special reason why they want to wear it. Let's say rubbers. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says that a person should not be wearing rubbers, also boots, you know, when they daven Shemona Esrei. Now, this halacha that I saw brought as far as rubbers and boots, I know for women, you know, there are people who wear boots, just not as far as boots, oh, because it's snowing outside. But, you know, in the winter, they wear boots. That's just, it looks nice, and it's part of their clothing. It's instead of shoes, they wear boots. That, I would imagine, is not a problem whatsoever. That is considered, that's not like wearing galoshes and rubbers on top of your shoes. That's just regular, the way a woman dresses. So I would imagine that all totally is not a problem. But Rav Moshe says, as far as rubbers, you know, when a man comes to shul and they wear the rubbers over their shoes and then they take off the rubbers, those rubbers should be taken off. This is as far as what a person should be wearing for Shemona Esrei. As far as how much a person needs to wear for Shemona Esrei, again, I'm not talking about other brachos, other parts of davening, I'm talking about specifically for Shemona Esrei. So the Mishnah Berurah says that, in Sadi Aleph of Katan Beis, that a person should be wearing, should be covered kol gufo. Their entire body, guf means the body, kol gufo, the entire body should be covered. Meaning that even if it's they're wearing something very respectable, but all that's normal to be covered should be covered, meaning not just in regards to the halachos of tznius, and, you know, you wouldn't go out like that because it's not tznius. Besides that, even if technically you would have, because it's a very fancy outfit, but during Shemona Esrei itself, a person should be totally covered when they wear. They shouldn't be wearing, you know, sleeveless or anything like that. Besides that, they wouldn't go out like that because it's not tznius. But even a man or something, you know, should not be wearing a tank top or something like that during Shemona Esrei. That is not considered the proper kavod for Shemona Esrei. Now, this idea that we have, that we're standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Melech Malchi Amlachim HaKaddish Baruch Hu, and we're able to daven, and we have that privilege to stand in front of him, this is a privilege that the Goyim do not have. Three times a day, we're able to stand in front of Hashem, and we have to be dressed properly. We have to dress respectable three times a day, for the men three times a day, for the women however many times they are able to daven, and we should feel honored, and we should feel honorable and respectable that we're able to get up and be a yid, and we have that advantage that we're able to stand in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And I once heard from my Rosh Hashiva, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel Zatzal, the Rosh Hashiva of the Mir in Eretz Yisrael, he said, you know, we're approaching Pesach, so he used to give a shmooze Friday afternoons. So one time he said that in the Pasuk says in the beginning of Shemos that after Yaakov and all the Shvatim died, then the Shibud in Mitzrayim started. Everybody died, and then the Shibud started. He said that it's not a coincidence that the Mitzrayim were able to control over the Yidden, over the Bnei Yisrael, at that time only once the Shvatim died. He said as long as the Shvatim were alive, and Yaakov was alive, and Yosef was alive, there's no way the Parai and the Mitzrayim could have controlled the Yidden. How could you do that to us? We're a Yid. We're proud. However, whatever halachic status they had before Matan Torah, but where they had full self-respect and self-esteem, they held themselves high, and they had the pride and the glory that you can't do anything to us. We're not listening to you. But once the Yosef and the Shvatim died, then they lost the pa'er, and they lost that glory that they had and that self-respect, and they were able to be overcome by the Mitzrayim. And that is a great lesson for us, that we have to be proud of the fact that we're Yidden. When we walk in the street, people are looking at us because they know that we're Jewish. You know, we all hear the expressions, oh, Yeshiva Bachar doesn't do that, a Beis Yaakov girl doesn't do that. Where does that come from? Meaning, even if something is not necessarily usher, it's not usher, it's not forbidden, I could find a heter, it's perhaps permitted, but a Yid doesn't act like that. We have to know, and we have to be proud of, and we are proud of, the fact that we're Yidden, and that the fact that we are connected to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. We have that respect, we have that privilege, and we're on a higher level. There's many articles, what's the source for anti-Semitism, and how come this, and how come that? I've always felt that the reason for anti-Semitism deep down, not the people nowadays, but where it all started many years ago, is because they were jealous. They know we're better than them. They know we're the chosen nation. We're the Am Segula, as it says in Parshas Yisrael. They know that. And we have to stick up for that, and we have to be proud of that. And that manifests itself in Shmona Esrei. When we are standing in front of our King, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to be dressed the proper way to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, everybody should have a good night.